Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
Even the dog days of summer can't dissuade many Louisiana hunters from dreaming of frosty autumn mornings and the chance to bag a trophy buck. Much of the appeal involves the bony appendages that grow from the skull of male white-tailed deer. Bigger is better. If you want to make a biologist cringe, refer to these prized objects of desire as horns. They are not, but rather are correctly termed antlers. True horns consist of a core of dermal bone covered by a horny epidermal sheath. The sheath is the actual horn, and they are not usually shed. Cows have horns. Antlers are branched structures of bone characteristic of the deer family and are shed annually. Antler growth of deer in Louisiana usually begins in April or May. The antlers are covered by skin and hair, sometimes called velvet, until they mature in early fall. Mature antlers are about 60% mineral and 40% organic matter. Velvet is shed and antlers are polished in most bucks by mid-October. Antlers are shed or cast as early as January, but most are retained through mid-March. The entire antler growth development casting cycle is directly tied to seasonal fluctuations in day length or photoperiodicity. Growth begins as day lengths increase and physiological changes that lead to antler shedding occur as day lengths decrease. It has long been recognized that antler development in white-tailed deer is a function of at least two independent factors, age and level of nutrition. Genetics is also important. Overall, older bucks have larger antlers up to a point. Research shows that dietary energy, protein, and minerals are critical. Fertile soils produce deer foods high in energy and protein. Infertile soils don't. This means that the greatest potential for large antler deer in the Bayou State lies in the rich alluvial soils of the Mississippi and Red River floodplains. However, trophies can and do occur in other areas in response to special conditions. An entire industry has developed around the nutritional aspect of antler development. Dietary supplements in the form of mineral blocks, high-protein feed, and purported miracle clovers sell like hotcakes to hunters in search of the perfect wall hanger. Many are of dubious value. The science of deer antler growth and development is quite advanced. The knowledge vacuum lies in the arena of their lure and intrigue to humans.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.